have retrieved my diaries from the attic in my French house, which is another story, and I'm in the garden at my parents' house where most of the drama happened with my mother, who has appeared not as much as you'd think, really. No longer am I restricted to writing the same amount every day.
Why?
Because it's just a notepad with lines.
Oh.
So the other ones were, I had a, you know, a date and a day.
Oh, I see. So you can just rip.
I can witter at my heart's content, which may mean that this will need some incredibly serious editing or we might all lose the will to live.
Fair enough.
We're on holiday with our French friends, the Montes, and you, I think it's just me and my brother, and you and Dad are not there. You've obviously got your own plans for New Year's Eve.
Mm.
January the 1st, 1986. Hooray! I have started my fantastic new diary at last. I will now tell you about last night. We ate a massive, huge, enormous 8-course meal, see menu. I was stuffed by midnight. We all lit sparklers and drank champagne. It snowed a little bit, so we went outside and had a snowball fight. Très bien.
So where was this? Was
it Grand Bernard?
Oh, I was going to say, it wasn't at the Montes house. Grand Bernard. Oh, right,
no,
up in the mountains.
No, skiing. Yeah,
you were skiing.
Generally ski in the mountains, not in the Champagne region.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, just checking. Didn't say where you were.
You should have listened to last episode instead of being all wimpy about it and saying you were too scared.
You know what? I have run out of nerve listening to your podcast, especially when somebody recently kept saying, yes, but where was your mother?
Well, she had a point.
And I was feeling very guilty. And I thought, well, yeah, where was I? Why? How did she get away with that?
Well, you were just busy, weren't you? You were busy. This morning, we slept till 11 and got up and had a massive meal. As you can imagine, I'm completely grossed out by this time, and then I've put in brackets fat, in other words. Another sunny day, the bit of snow last night made the slopes better. In Les Oeufs, on the way up.
So you know what's eggs.
The eggs, yes, that's what they call the bubble lifts.
Oh!
Les Oeufs.
I've forgotten that.
Little, yeah, so had I, the round, yeah, the ski lifts. We went up another mountain today. It was très froid, but I didn't tombe as much as usual. I must be improving.
God. Were you on skis or skateboard, as it were? The ski board thing. I don't know what they call it. Uni-ski. Mono-ski.
Mono-ski. No, I think I did have a go at one point, but no, I didn't do much.
I can't remember when they became fashionable.
They're not fashionable, I hate to tell you. 2nd of January. Lots of snow last night and it carried on this morning. It was bloody cold at the top of the mountain, blowing a gale, so I wore my beloved earmuffs. They were pale blue. Do you remember them?
No, not at all.
Oh. Kind of a mother are you. This afternoon we went. No, we didn't. We stayed at the chalet because I was knackered and I had stomachache. When the others returned, they wanted me to have a go on the mono ski.
There you go.
Yeah. So, being my usual easygoing self, I obliged. It was very difficult. I kept falling over. But at least you didn't have separating skis. 3rd of January, Friday. Best day yet today. Oh, I've stopped giving the days a mark out of 10. Maybe I've grown out of it. Once again, it was beautifully sunny. We decided to take a picnic up the mountain. The first run we did was a black. It was called Le Mur Noir, the black wall. And it certainly was a wall. It just went straight down. Valerie took one look and burst into tears and refused to move. Chris and I got down quite easily without any drastic accidents it was all powder snow.
Yeah, but when you're a teenager, you haven't got all your fear hormones developed properly.
January the 4th, another super day. It was sunny but very, very cold. We went over several moguls at high speed and ended up in the powder. Chris was trying to do a spot of backward skiing, failed to notice where the piste ended and the ditch began. A fatal mistake, as he ended up bum first in a snowdrift. Took our skis back tonight, very sadly, but still, it has been a good holiday.
Oh.
January the 5th. The end of our holiday dawns. Sniff. Not really much to say about today, except we left Grand Bernard, the chalet, the mountains, the snow. My camera is broken. Shit. That is the first naughty word I've written in this book.
Probably not the last.
No, very likely not the last. Monday the 6th of January. Mega hassles, man. Said goodbye to everyone this morning, very sadly, and then went to the airport to catch the plane. It had already had to be changed because of the strike. Oh, my God. So this is 1986. And what have we had this summer in
France?
Nothing
but strikes.
Nothing but hassles because of plane strikes. We were catching the 2:30 instead of the 4, only the 2:30 was cancelled as well. You can imagine we were well pissed off, as were a lot of other people. Eventually, after much hanging about, we booked onto another flight at 2:30 tomorrow.
Who did the booking?
Well, this is really interesting.
Did the Montes look after you?
No, because we were on our own, and we must have been at the airport and somebody must have done it. And then I've put, we rang Daddy and he organised something. We had to go to the GE office in Paris by taxi, where two women met us. They took us to a hotel, gave us some money so we could eat.
And GE did this?
Yes. Oh. Not too bad, eh? After visions of spending the night in the airport floor, we ended up having a lush pizza and a peach Melba. And now I'm tucked up in a cosy little French hotel in Paris. Tuesday the 7th, home at last. Went down for petit déjeuner this morning. Chocolat chaud, croissants, jus d'orange. We decided to walk around the area we were staying in. There was a market that looked quite interesting, but practically everyone who owned a stall yelled something at me in very fast frog. I think I must have had a greedy gleam in my eye. We took the RER to Nation stop, where we caught the bus to the airport. Tiddles and Rover, our suitcases, were very heavy.
Tiddles and Rover? That's what he called them.
Because in those days, they only had two wheels. They were really difficult to pull. Do you remember?
Yes.
You had to pull them on their narrow edge.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like doggies. Everyone at home is very pleased to see us back. Em and Dee have redecorated their bedroom. Mm. There you go. It's lovely. Wednesday the 8th of January. Had a very lazy day. Got up and did some drawing, homework and singing. This afternoon I watched Tess, of the d'Urbervilles, presumably, and went to Sarah's this evening. It's her birthday. I decided yesterday that I would write something witty every day, but I don't feel witty today.
Have we missed some?
No, I think I decided today. Oh, I failed on the first attempt.
Right.
Went ice skating this evening with Sarah and Sally Painter, who I haven't seen since Benson School, really. She's just the same. Very nice indeed. I felt quite sad at the ice rink because I was thinking of my birthday and a certain other ice skating trip not too long before.
What happened then?
It's the first time I felt sad about Neil, really.
Oh, forgotten about Neil.
I want someone to organise a proper reunion. I'm just dying to see everyone again, even Richard. The Pirate King. I got a letter from Jasper, only it was two pieces of puzzle, and the Gillies have got the other two pieces. I also got a Christmas card from
Jasper,
Sean.
Jasper, hang on a minute. Was he one that...
Jasper,
must have
he
been
was
one
the,
of the
Danish one.
That you met in Corsica?
Yes.
Right.
So many boys, so little time. Thursday the 9th. First day of school and the bus didn't arrive. Bloody typical. It had been vandalised. I got a lift in with Robin's dad.
Really? Were you going out with Robin at this stage?
No more champagne for you. You're losing the plot. I didn't have a boyfriend called Robin until, I'd say, 1990... 5?
Oh, look, forgive me.
Another 10 years. Come on.
Okay.
Keep up.
Well, I wasn't keeping up. Good Lord,
Robin. She's got no interest in my life, this woman. Honestly.
The Robin that you went out with was quite a significant one.
Well, the Robin I got a lift to school with, obviously not so much. And a girl Robin.
Okay, right. Girl Robin. Ah, you see, this is it. It's a bisexual name. Very ambidextrous.
No, it's gender neutral. It's not bisexual.
Well, it can be. Why couldn't it be? When I used to write case studies...
Yeah, but you're confusing sexuality and gender.
Oh, well...
Come on.
Oh, well, that's because I'm really old.
Exactly.
I can't keep up.
I'm just listening to Russians by Sting. And it's fantastic, but very deep and meaningful. That's so funny. I was thinking about that song today.
Really?
Yes, because today... Listeners, we have been to see the Oppenheimer movie, and the only reference is familiar from my youth is in the lyrics to that Sting song. How can I save my little boy from Oppenheimer's deadly toy?
Did they do that? Was that in today's film?
No. That's how I know the name of Oppenheimer, because of
that's why you
song.
Went to see the film this afternoon.
No, but when I was watching the film, yeah. I had that song in my head. It's fantastic, but very deep and meaningful. I guess that's a bad thing. I'm now listening to West End Girls by the Pet Shop Boys, which is also good and is number one. The thing I miss most on holiday was music. Funny that, but when I'm at home, I have music around me all the time. Yeah, you see, the days before Spotify, yeah. Crazy. You couldn't just listen to music.
No.
I don't think I would have had even a Walkman. Maybe I would have had a Walkman.
I don't suppose you did.
If I did, I probably didn't take it skiing.
You had vinyl records at home.
I got my mock divinity in 2 weeks tomorrow. Ha, ha, ha. That's dead funny, as Adrian Mole would say. Do you think that having all this space makes me waffle? Yes, I do, Penny.
I think you're trying to fill up each page with an entry.
Well, yes. That's the idea of a diary. Marie is still a bit depressed about Kamali and wants to go out with him, but he keeps ringing up Evelyn, who flatly refuses to admit she fancies him, but she does. Mm. A sticky situation, methinks. Mm. I think my most treasured possessions are my diaries, you know. Now, I don't want to get you big-headed or anything, but it's true. Oh,
are you talking
to my diary?
You're not talking to me. No. Oh, that's all right, then.
Friday the 10th. Why was I born so untidy, so careless and so forgetful?
Because you had your mother's genes. I can tell you that right now. No mystery about that whatsoever. Have you seen the house today?
This morning I forgot my clarinet, my games kit, some notes to give out, my Bible. I left my pencil case at school and I've nearly left my clarinet on the bus. Only Katie saw it, thank God. Phew, and that's just today. Liz had us all in hysterics at lunch by relating her antics at the party. Sarah was shaking, only Liz thought she was dancing and copied her. Then Liz was... Then Liz was nearly raped by the barman who had a beard. She gained 3 other people's jumpers. I've put those two things like they're equal. When I say nearly raped, listeners, I probably mean somebody tried to kiss her. I don't think it was, you know, as bad as it sounds. This evening, I looked up some of the old folk songs Em and I used to sing. Oh, that's you and me. Summertime, The House of the Rising Sun are best. My favourite when I was a kid was The Willow Tree, about a bloke who murdered 6 girls, but the 7th one murdered him instead. Morbid or what? Do you remember that?
No, don't remember that. I remember
the
first
Weeping Willow Tree.
Go on, sing it.
No, can't remember how it goes, but I remember the sentiment.
Oh.
I'm getting mega hassled about my exams, man. So is everyone. But that hasn't made me do any revision. This evening I pranced about in front of the mirror, wearing a snood for a skirt. Rather short, fishnet tights and stilettos. I wonder if I'll ever wear it anywhere out of the house. Saturday the 11th. Went to Oxford this morning with Lou. I bought 2 pairs of tights, the next book in the series I'm reading, some singing music, and a gorgeous skirt. We dropped Lou home and stayed to lunch. Lou has had her bedroom redecorated. It's much nicer now. Oh, she had scratch and sniff wallpaper.
Scratch and sniff wallpaper?
I've already mentioned that. Yeah, so she's obviously got rid of it. I especially like the carpet, which is royal blue. The carpet is the only bit that doesn't go with my room, except the wardrobe, which I hate. This afternoon, I did nothing except pose around by the mirror. No revision. Yes. Sunday the 11th. I had a rather creepy day today. I went to church this morning for Eloise's christening and the family service. There you go. I've just had a drink with Eloise's dad this afternoon.
Yeah.
It was nice. Eloise was very good. Everyone in the village was there. Afterwards, there was wine and nibbles, and I had my very first taste of caviar.
Oh!
Were they serving caviar at christening? I forgot to tell you.
Talking to the diary now.
Sorry. Yeah, I had my very first taste of caviar. Well, to tell you the truth, I didn't really notice it. The amount of wine everyone drank was amazing. Me, Chris and Edward were serving it. We spiked Alice's drink with wine, but she noticed. Damn.
Oh dear. How old was she?
Well, younger than me. She's probably about 12.
Oh, dear.
I want to go to a party.
Any particular one?
No, just any old party, I think.
Getting horny.
Yeah, all right. Easy, tiger. Monday the 12th. I didn't forget anything today. Wow. I really can't remember what happened apart from a lot of sport. I learnt the Magnificat tonight. The total sum of my revision.
Singing it or playing
Must be for my divinity.
Oh, right. Your exam, yeah.
How does the Magnificat go? What one's that?
We're singing it at Evensong this Sunday.
Pity
you're not here. We've got choral Evensong. You could have joined in.
You couldn't afford me.
No, I couldn't. But I wouldn't want to if you could only even know what the Magnificat is.
My soul magnifies the Lord. Is that one, isn't it?
Yes. So we're doing the Mag and Nunc. Okay. The Magnificat and the Nunc Dimittis.
Right. There you go.
The Mag and Nunc.
You know how to live. Heard all about Manda's skiing holiday, or rather her encounters with the blokes. How many asked her to bed, bath, etc. Tres exciting, we asked her to bed and bath. What am I talking about? Tuesday the 13th. Tuesdays are very manky indeed. I can't think of a single thing of interest that happened, so I'm going to shut up. You see, that is the joy of not having a whole page to fill.
Yeah. That was the end of it.
It's an aeroplane. Very noisy aeroplane. Honestly, you live in the country, this is what happens.
It's the police helicopter or it's the air ambulance.
It's a helicopter.
Yeah.
Looking for sharks.
No, it's looking for injured people on the side of a motorway, I suspect.
Side of a mountain. We are in rural Oxfordshire.
Yeah.
No sharks here. Wednesday the 14th. What a hassling day, man. You'll never guess what I did, unless you've read this before. Yes, I entered for the wrong singing exam.
What?
The wrong singing exam grade. Major hassles. Hopefully it's all sorted out now. Though I think Mr. T can change it. Phew.
That's that disorganised gene coming into play again.
I've got the ADHD. Sorry, are you getting bored?
No, I've just got a bite on my wrist and I'm looking at it.
I think we should get Barney. I think this would make him feel better.
Oh, I don't know what he's up to. Do you want to go and get him?
So I've got, so I've just entered for my wrong singing exam by accident and I haven't done any revision. I keep saying I've just posed around in front of the mirror instead of doing any revision for my exams.
In fishnet tights.
In fishnet tights. See? Just like you, chip off the old block. What a hassling day. One, my knee is knackered. Two, I wish I'd done O-level music. Three, I want to have a career on stage. 4, I ate a whole bar of Cadbury's fruit and nut. 5, I now feel sick. Ring any bells, Barney?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A couple.
I was going to say, a couple of those could be yours. Just some general points about myself. I tried to get Lucy to write some Danish for me, but she just wrote obscene messages and wouldn't tell me what they meant. But I'm sure they were obscene. I can't go skiing at half term. Poo. I've just been skiing. What a little brat. Thursday the 15th. I can't imagine how I forgot to tell you this on Tuesday, but we all had injections for tetanus and a polio sugar lump. Only I didn't have that because of my steroids.
Oh, what were you on steroids
because
for?
I'd had shingles. Do you remember?
No.
I had shingles and I had to have a course of steroids because I had such a anaphylactic response to it. I couldn't breathe. Don't you remember?
No.
God, you don't remember anything about me.
Yes, look. In 78 years, there are one or two things that you just forget.
I'm not 78. It's not that long ago. Chris is ill. They think it might be appendicitis. Drama. It's 10:30 and Mum is still trying to reach the doctor.
Oh, golly, it must have been a bit awful.
It wasn't appendicitis, though, was it? It was just a drama queen.
Chris being a drama queen with you in the house, it didn't stand a chance.
Or maybe it was you being a drama queen.
Oh, well, maybe it was me.
Friday the 16th, me, Podger and Claire are all going to sing Three Little Maids from school in the music competition. Chris is not dead yet. He has got a gland infection and is making the most of it.
That was when he had glandular fever.
You can't mistake appendicitis and glandular fever.
It depends where the glands are that are swollen.
Are you coming to join in? We've got the whole family here. No, husband, no, Jack, no. You can't make any comments unless you're in front of the microphone.
Or is he not appearing on the podcast?
He's not appearing. He's pretending he's not interested. You can get us a little top-up, though, darling, if you're not busy.
Yeah.
Thank you. Last night on Top of the Pops, there was A-ha singing The Sun Always Shines on TV. The lead singer is absolutely fucking gorgeous.
Now, now.
I was dribbling over the telly.
Ew. Ew, Jesus.
It was hysterical because this morning, practically the first thing Lou said was, "Did you see Top of the Pops?" Then we both simultaneously swooned. Ellie and Evelyn said practically the same thing. Felt very arty this evening. I planned a composition called Rain and also drew hundreds of cartoons for my divinity to help me learn it. Wish me luck tomorrow. So it's me finally revising. Saturday the 18th, we lost. Oh dear. We lost four matches and drew one. I had a slight accident. My partner and I bashed knees and it was fucking agony.
Dear,
sorry,
dear.
Mummy.
No, you're not.
You see, in the one that Barney did with me in Corsica, I blanked out the word shit. I just put it smelt of cow, blank, 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 blank. And now look at me go.
Now look at you. Oh.
Sorry. And I've told you, Barney, you're not to swear. I'm sitting with an ice pack on it now and I'm determined that our team will get through next year and we will do better. I bought the record of A-ha, the album, and it is ace.
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 Is that something the youth used to say?
It is. We used to say ace and lush and, well, we'll see. I don't have very many adjectives.
When she's talking about records, she's talking about vinyls.
Yeah. Yep.
Sunday the 19th. Didn't do anything but try and revise and eat today. I say try because I never seem to get anywhere. Still, worse things happen at sea. My knee is rather manky, worse than yesterday, so I didn't do anything active. I think that the end of my leg is going to drop off if I take the bandage off.
What a strange assumption.
It's a strange... Oh, my God, it's nearly Valentine's Day. No one's going to send me a card because I'm so horrible. I don't blame them.
Oh, my God.
The last Valentine's card I got was when I was 6 from Nicholas Holland, who had sticking out ears, but I liked him anyway. It had a big red heart drawn in felt tip with an arrow through it. Sigh. It's not nearly Valentine's Day. It's January the 19th.
Yes.
So it's 4 weeks at least till Valentine's Day.
I know,
Day.
But it shows you're getting anxious.
Monday the 20th of January. Didn't do any games today because of my bloody knee. I was in a foul... Ellie was in a foul mood because her eyes were all red and sore. She said it was from using a certain type of makeup. Tanuja informed us afterwards... It's because she was trying to use Caran d'Ache colouring pencils. That'd do it. Revised Div Geography and Physics tonight. Fascinating. I also rang Sarah and had a natter. Roger is after her again. She half agreed to meet him on Saturday, but then she didn't turn up. My social life is dead.
People still say that.
Yeah, we're all sobbing about that, aren't we, Barney?
Dead. Tuesday the 21st. I think I'm going to change my writing to make it more legible. Well, thank you, Junior Penny. That would help me a lot. I'm on the loo at the moment with chronic constipation.
Oh, great.
I bet you wanted to know that. Ruth rang up this evening. She's going round to Sarah's tomorrow too. She seemed to have a good time on holiday anyway with some blokes she met. I think there are stages in people's confidence. Well, girls, anyway. First of all, it seems that everyone is going out with / getting off with loads of people except you. Then you get off with somebody, finish with them, and quite soon, and then go completely mad getting off with anyone who gets it in your way. I can hear the crocs going again. Do they do that when you're getting anxious?
Well, I am getting anxious because I'm wondering how I failed as a mother.
You go completely mad getting off with anyone who gets in your way.
That makes it sound like you're getting angry at them.
Completely mad getting off. No, it just means just snogging a lot of people. After that, everything slows down and you can afford to be a lot more choosy.
Oh!
I'm obviously justifying not having had any action with saying I'm being more choosy. Then suddenly you're in love, just like that. Then suddenly you're in love, and just like that, you have no control over anything. It can happen to anyone, anywhere. What a terrifying thought. At the moment, I reckon Ruth is going through the first stage. Sarah would be in the first stage if she had the opportunity. I think I'm in the second stage, and Manda, Marie, etc. are in the third stage. Only Manda missed out the second stage altogether. Anyway, enough of my philosophising.
Sorry, I think you've missed out on writing a bestseller here. Blimey. Don't you, Barnes?
Enough of my philosophising. This evening I wrote a letter to Jasper, which I'm going to give to Katie, to give to Natalie, to give to Lucy to translate for me. Who can speak Danish? Lucy?
And who is Jasper?
Jasper is a Danish boy I snogged when I was in Corsica. I got a very late New Year's card from Olivier today, heartthrob of the century. Now, you remember him?
I do remember Olivier. I mean, we went on his holiday with his other family, Barney, in Corsica. The other family was a family of 3 girls. And Penny joined them, and together there were a force of 4. So you can imagine none of the Corsican boys, all Danish by the sound of it, stood a chance.
Did you think Olivier was good looking?
I can't remember what he looked like. I remember his name and the...
He's the one you told him he needed to kiss all of us.
Did I?
Yes!
Marion!
Why would I do that?
It's in the diary. You what haven't listened, hell? Have you? Yes! You told him that he needed to kiss all of us.
I was probably trying to stir things up.
And you still are. So I got a card, New Year's Eve card, from Heartthrob of the Century. M is you,
okay,
reckons I should phone up Paula and gloat.
I was obviously trying to stir things up.
Me? Who would do a thing like that? No. Anyway, I expect she got one too. Damn. Someone just rang up and it's 10:45. I wonder who it was.
Not for you then?
No, clearly not.
Well, if it was and I answered, they would have got very short shrift at that time.
Aha, a number one. Whoopee, I can't wait till Thursday. Top of the pops. So, Barney, every week there was this one television programme where they had Top of the Pops. So there was various bands playing live on this TV show. They number one always played. So Aha played last week and now they'll play again. So I'll get to lust over Morton Harkett once more.
May I see a photo of this?
Oh, yes. What? Yeah, Morton, have you got your phone, Jack? You can... Jack? He's not even grunting.
He's here. He's not making any noise.
He's like a cuddly toy. He's Googling him for you. And Can you find a picture from 1986, not from, you know, now?
I wonder if he's aged well.
Who?
Morton Harkett from Aha.
Morton Harkett?
That was his name.
What sort of day is that?
I think he was Danish, wasn't he? Jack is Googling. Come on. Hello. He's pretty hot.
Yeah. What does he look like now, though?
Don't care. Oh, no, I don't want to see him now. You're upsetting me.
He hasn't aged terribly well.
But he was good looking then. Look at that.
He was pretty good looking.
Yeah. Wednesday the 22nd. Had a fantastic evening with Ruth and Sarah tonight. We had a real woman-to-woman chat about everything, especially parties. I have got a bad case of the hiccups, probably due to the popcorn, bananas, soup and schnapps I've had this evening.
Schnapps, is that an...
Schnapps is... What is schnapps?
It's a sort of brandy made from fruit and it's very strong.
Oh.
And the way you tend to drink it, certainly in the countries that make it, is you throw it
it's
back
a shot.
And go, is it, you just shot,
yeah,
throw the
so
whole
that's
shot
what
down.
I was drinking.
That's how I was
oh,
taught
good.
To drink
at
it.
At 14.
Yeah. Talking of parties, Evelyn's been invited to one on Friday by Kamali. New spelling again, Penny? Question mark. I don't know how to spell his name. Because he's foreign, you see. She wants me to go with her, but there are only 8 people going. There is one spare boy, and that is... ... Ben Dyer. Yuck. Non merci. No way am I going. If that's the case. Anyway, sounds to me like a mass orgy. If I was Evelyn, I'd be a bit wary. Lou is getting very hassled about divinity at the moment. She's being a bit of a pain. She's bound to do okay. Better than me, anyway. I had a good singing lesson today. She reckons I could become a singer. I wish I could with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind and all my strength.
Oh, my goodness.
And you ended up being a singer.
I did. Oh, my God.
Oh,
hold on. Oh. I'm thinking how sweet this is. And then I've put, that is actually a quote from Tuesday of Holy Week when one of the scribes asked Jesus a trick question. Good night. God. Dick, Rosie and Tamsin arrived tonight. It was them who rang up last night. At 10:45, Dick. Tamsin's in my room right now. Shh. I am very unphotogenic.
Mm.
There you go.
Oh, dear.
It was not my best years, can I just say. I did improve. God. Thursday the 23rd.
Are we still only up to the 23rd of January?
I know, you're pretty... I told you it takes a while. I had a really chronic day today. Everyone was having major hysterics about the divinity mock, and it makes me so bloody angry. Louisa especially was being a martyr. Mr. Ireland stopped me to look at my lunch pass. He didn't notice it had the wrong day, but he just said, "Oh, you're Penny Shaw, are you?" He really gives me the creeps.
You mean there was somebody in the school that didn't already know you?
And he never taught me, Mr. Ireland. He was kind of famous, though. Being a bit weird.
Oh.
Yuck. Em went to hospital today to have a polyp removed from her uterus. Yuck.
Did I? Well, that's such a nice...
You get a mention at last.
Why? It's the only mention I've got.
Dodge
me.
You told me to phone Paula and gloat about getting a letter from Olivier, to be fair.
All right. Yeah, but hang on. A polyp removed from my what?
Uterus.
Really?
Yuck. She's recovering at the moment. You had a polyp removed in your uterus on Thursday, the 23rd of January, 1986.
I didn't know uteri could have polyps. But there we go. Oh dear.
You know what I was saying on the opposite page about this party? Well, I'm going. Against my better judgment, I must say, but Nick rang up Evelyn and invited me. Oh, it isn't Ben Dyer, but Ben Davis. Better or worse, I don't know. Come to think of it, couldn't be much worse. Still, time will tell. I wish I could invite Sarah or Ruth to come with me. God, party on Saturday.
Oh dear.
Friday the 24th.
Lock your ears up, Barney.
So I am 15 years and 3 months old in this diary, and Barney, you are?
15 years and 3 months old.
So exciting. I think you need to conduct the next one,
Barnes.
Well, he's here now. He's not doing the next one. The mock was absolutely revolting. I mean, pukey man. There was absolutely nothing about John the Baptist. The birth stories, the Sermon on the Mount, the easy bit of the Holy Week, the temptations and all the other straightforward stuff. Still, what the hell? It's over now. Did nothing else but panic about it today. Chris is still off school. Em is back from hospital and I'm very knackered. I am going to audition for Julius Caesar at Abingdon School. A Saturday the 25th. Did you know it's 11:30 and I'm still not asleep?
Real delinquent.
I am listening to Wham and I've got toothache. I'm too fat and I've got masses of zits all over me. My period just arrived. I've got exams all next week. And on top of all that, I'm incapable of yawning. Bloody hell. I feel a lot better now. Thank you. You know...
God.
What? The fact that I'm still a virgin doesn't worry me in the slightest. I wonder if it should. No, I don't think I'm weird. It's a full moon and I'm not a werewolf yet.
Mum, what does that mean?
What does it mean? January, Saturday the 26th. I'm listening to the tape of the Trappistburg Murders, which is the opera that we did at school that I had a part in. It's nearly my turn. Help! Not too bad, I suppose, for an amateur. An ammeter. Ha ha, I've got physics on the brain. Sarah and Ruth came round for a barbecue at lunch, as it was a fabulous day. We have decided never to lose contact.
To lose contact,
which we haven't. I saw Ruth just yesterday and I spoke to Sarah the day before yesterday.
Wait, so...
Sarah and Ruth were my friends from...
And you agreed...
Never to lose contact. Yes.
And you stayed true.
I became a singer. I've never lost contact with my friends. Wow. This is the power of manifestation.
Come on.
We acted out some scenes from people at a party or in the cinema with a gooseberry. Do you know what being a gooseberry means?
No.
It means being a third wheel. That's the Australian vernacular. Mm. Just like I'm going to be on Friday. Help, I'm dreading it. I bet the bloody Ben Davis bloke will be awful. Evelyn will bugger off with Kamali and leave me feeling a complete wally. What am I going to do?
Wally. Oh, come on, get on to Saturday and we'll find out.
I better get some sleep or my imagination will be dead for my English exam. Oh, God, Monday the 27th. Well, hello. I had my English and geography today. English could have been worse, I suppose. Tuesday the 28th. Sod exams. I wish this week was over. My thumb is dead from writing. My diary is pain. Ah. I had a very squidgy dream last night about a bloke who was the bloke out of Our Heart, Olivia and Jasper all rolled into one. It isn't worth thinking about. I'll go all weak at the knees. A new page. Em rang up Nick Tonks's mum this evening. How embarrassing!
Who's Nick Tonks?
Ah, I reckon it must be his party.
And I wondered, why did I phone up? Right.
Well, to find out
what the rules are, what the supervision was, no doubt.
Yes.
Fat lot of God's good that would have done me.
Actually, she was okay and decided that Mrs. Tong sounded charming and that everything was going to be smashing and super good-o.
Oh, right.
She's going to make us dinner and there's not going to be any booze. No, Mother dear, of course not, I've put in brackets. What shall I wear? Decisions, man. My audition is on Friday. I hope I get in, please. Ellie and I have been practising already. I've gone off the bloke on Aha since I heard his favourite hobbies are growing orchids and reading the Bible. He doesn't agree with sex before marriage and he goes for inner beauty and not looks. What a freak.
Well,
right off him then. I'm turning into a real soapy. I watched EastEnders tonight and it was really dramatic stuff. I'm also into Dynasty, The Colbys and Dynasty 2. They're great. Corny and predictable. I love it. We used to watch those together.
Did we? I can remember the big shoulders, but I can't remember any stories and somebody got shot.
Dynasty. Oh, that was JR.
Oh, right.
I'm also knitting a jumper. In fact, I finished it. Wow.
Did you?
Did I?
Did you ever knit a jumper that somebody wore?
Very much doubt it. Sounds highly unlikely. Actually, I said I've nearly finished it.
Right.
About 2 weeks ago, Evelyn pushed the Ouija board and made it say that she was going to Nick Tonks' party tomorrow. They found out today that he's having one, although they don't know that Evelyn and I are going. Ooh. Ooh, the spirits. Penny and Elliot were going on all day about how true it was, how amazing. The auditions are going to be hysterical tomorrow. Claire Frith is having kittens because she wants to be Portia, as Ed O'Brien is Brutus. Ed O'Brien of Radiohead fame. Oh. Ellie has practically learnt the part off by heart already. I'm really nervous about the party. Friday the 31st. No more bloody exams. Art was good. I enjoyed that, but I wasn't overthrilled with my picky. It was too small. Tracy was in agony at the end of 2¾ hours of sitting still. Jesus, not surprised. She must have been modelling. History would have been okay if I'd learnt it. Oh, was that you or a frog?
No, I'm sorry. This time of night, the frogs go bonking in the shallow end.
Not the French people.
The fish are bonking in the shallow end of the pond.
The auditions were okay. We won't know who's in until Monday. I thought Ellie was the best, but some of the sixth form were very good too. I went to Evelyn's where we all panicked somewhat. She was in a sulk as her parents would only let her take shandy, not cider. Mm. Oh, they get the party was okay. Two girls got really pissed. Steph threw up everywhere and Nick got very pissed off with her. There were two spare blokes, both of whom were pukey and pissed and who I was supposed to get off with. You must be joking. They kept complaining that I wasn't pissed enough. Too true.
Is this the party with no booze?
This is the party with no booze.
Oh, okay.
Evelyn had a good time with Kamali, who isn't as bad as I thought. Nikki Phipps is nice too. Wonders will never cease. And that is the end of January. Thank you for being my first guest for 1986. I am really delighted that you made it through.
Well, I mean, it's just so gobsmacking because I can't remember any of that.
But thank you for being my guest. Barney managed a few days.
Yes, but he got bored. He was fairly shocked.
Oh. It's now 9:15. Oops. Any comments, Jack?
It was the fish.
It was the fish.
It was the fish.
Thank you for listening to Diary of a Teenage Diva, written and produced by me, Penny Shaw, theme music by the wonderful Finn Pearson. If you want to follow me on Instagram, I am at diary_of_a_diva_podcast.